Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Experience the unconventional,
evening, boss.
The unpredictable,
what's happening?
And the completely unorthodox,
exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee, the late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Sometimes Miley Cyrus, she sings a song or two. She likes to play a guitar as well.
Sitting there strumming a wig in front of me, Miley playing with the guitar, playing it hard. Miley Cyrus doing it styling now. Miley Cyrus, here she come now with the guitar. Ooh, doing it styling. Miley doing it styling. She playing guitar and strumming in front of me, Miley.
What's up, the guy?
Cultural appropriation. I this could be racist. You've got to be so careful these days. I mean, particularly here. I mean, you know. Good evening, dear listener. The late night alternative, Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle.
Boom.
0344 499 1000 is the telephone number today, as it is every day. And Catherine, I have got you a present.
Oh?
Yes, I have, actually.
Well, I've got you a present.
Oh!
2 new listeners. 1, 2.
This is amazing!
And all I had to do was ride around Letchworth on my moped for about 2
with
hours.
With your baps out.
No! On this occasion, no, that wasn't required.
Wow.
I put them away.
Who's listening that's new?
John.
John, big up to John.
John, who is the most patient man on a motorbike you've ever seen in your life.
John is a man.
Because there was John and Jason, right?
It was the really, J's, double J.
It was really Jason's lesson. They let me tag along. And yeah. tag along I did because they were on proper bikes.
Yeah.
And there's me on my hairdryer at the back.
Yeah.
They were brilliant. So John found out what I did for a living and has decided he's going to tune in tonight.
John, my bra.
He's a big Ian Lee
fan. We call them bras now.
Damn.
Yeah, we say bras. Because all right, bra. Bra, because the boys say bras.
Yeah, it's a Hawaiian thing.
You all right, bras? These are my bras. So, John and Jason, my bras.
Well, Jason probably won't be listening.
Jason's a scumbag. Well, Jason's a piece of trash.
But Martin.
I hate this Jason guy. Martin, who's Martin?
Who runs one-on-one driver training in Barton Le Clay.
Yes, Martin, one-on-one action with Martin.
The thing is, he normally listens to Radio 4, so I think this might be a little bit too different.
One-on-one action with Martin. Mr. Lover. Oh, romantic. Well, that's great. So,
yep.
Some my bras are listening.
Yep. Two new bras.
That is wonderful. Well, I
What's my
have
present?
A present for you.
Give.
So, we're in this new studio.
Yeah.
Right? But you can put your hands down. It's not a givey present.
Oh.
We're in this new studio. Okay. And it's kind of cool. And I kind of got my stuff here and it's all set up and I like it. But I was thinking, this is my studio. This is my studio. And I was thinking, it's my studio. Catherine probably feels really left out.
Not bothered.
Because she hasn't got her own studio.
Huh?
Well, now you have. Catherine, my gift to you is your own studio. If you'd like to go outside, please.
Right. What for?
To your studio. You've got your own studio. It's separate from this one.
Oh.
So if you go out... Do you know, if you go out into the office,
yeah.
turn... Oh, hey, if you go out to the office and turn right...
This is making me feel a bit sad.
No, it should make you feel happy. You're getting your own studio. It's your own studio.
Is it a quiet place with all the microphones switched off?
Microphones will be switched on when I ask them to be switched on. What? And switched off when I ask them to be switched off. This is great news. So, what you do, if you could... I don't know if you know how to set this up. So, do you know the news fader? Can you put the news fader on my spare fader? Thank you so much. Catherine, if you... Hey, I'm so kind. If you go out of here and turn right and go straight down, there's two studios. Yours is the smaller one on the left, okay? And that's my gift to you.
I suppose I can have the heating on, can't I?
You can do that. Is there anything you'd like to say?
I'll think about what I want to say.
Okay. It's just customary in this country that when someone is given a gift, a very expensive when someone's given a gift, that person normally says, thank you.
I like being in this studio.
Unusual. I know, but listen, this is
I'm supposed to be, like, watching... Supposed to be watching you.
Yeah, I know.
It's kind of my job.
I know. But
this feels a little bit like you're pretending you give me a present when actually what you're doing is getting your own way.
No. Let's just try it for an hour. Let's just try it for a week. Let's try it until Christmas, okay? And if by Christmas you go, I don't like being in that studio on my own.
You'll say, what are you talking like that for?
I will say, what are you talking like that for? You'd have gone stir crazy because you're in the studio on your own. I just think you got your own studio. You can put up, like, your pot plants and you can kick your...
Not allowed anything like
kick
that.
Kick your shoes off. You can...
Get naked in there.
You get naked in there. You can put your tampons on the desk. No one want to be...
The dream.
You can do your nails and your lippy, and no one will be fussed. And then when you're ready to speak, you could send me a text on my phone, and I'll look at it. And if when I'm free, I'll put your fader
up. Probably won't bother.
Okay, fine. Well, off you go, Catherine. Guys, hang on a minute. Let's just stay there. Let's do this in style. Is this right? Okay, could you put that call through to me on line one? This fault has not been fixed, which is disappointing. John!
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, John. John, can we will you join me applauding Catherine as she walks to not just a new studio, but a new chapter in her life?
All positive.
Let's applaud her, John.
Wish her well.
Well done. Well done, Catherine. You deserved this. You worked hard for this. Hey, in your face, BBC Three Counties, huh? Well done, Catherine. You deserved this. You really deserve this. Well done. Enjoy it.
I hope she enjoys it.
I hope she enjoys it. Catherine is off to her studio. I think she'll work out how to use it. I've got her fader open, so we should hear her at some point in the next few minutes. Oh, I'm all emotional. We should... good evening, Chris Whittaker, brand new listener. Well done, Chris. Thank you. We should hear her very, very soon. While we're waiting for her, John, what have you called in for?
I'm just wondering your opinion about the protest today about Trump, if you have any opinion
at
all.
Is this John from Highgate?
Yeah.
Yeah, get stuffed. You're not welcome on this show, mate. You're a nasty piece of work. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. We don't allow him on. We don't allow that guy on. He's a piece of trash. Let's wait now for Catherine to enter her brand new studio, her new home. Very exciting. It's like she's being adopted by a brand new home. And let's see. She should be there now. It's not that far away. And all she's got to do is work out how to turn the studio on. And this is... I think this just goes to show how magnanimous I am as a radio host, that I am prepared to do something very special, very selfless. Catherine, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Why don't you tell the listeners what it is you can see, what that new home, Catherine's Corner, Kathy's Corner, we're going to call it. Kathy, don't come home. What is it you can see? Describe your new studio to us, but keep it brief, if you wouldn't mind.
It's a lot smaller than yours, but it is warmer.
Yep.
I've got a lovely view of...
Okay, Catherine, we'll come back to you in a second. I just want to say, dear listener, if you want to give us a call, 03... Just keep the breathing down to a minimum, please, Catherine. We can hear you. 0344 499 1000. And I tell you what, we'll... Sorry? Hello?
What?
What are you doing?
What do you want?
Are you... Oh, no.
Can you get out of my office, please?
Right. I tell you what we'll do, Kath, to make it fair, okay? People can phone up.
Yeah.
And they can either say, I want to talk to Ian... Or I want to come in Kathy's corner.
No.
I want to enter Kathy's private place.
No.
I want to make a deposit.
No.
Let me pleasure Catherine. 0344. I think this is going to be a big success.
This is going to be awful.
This is going to be huge.
This is the night we get sacked and they'll say, where were you? And I'll say, I was in my own office.
I was doing an impression of a 15-year-old boy going through puberty. Yeah. I think this is going to be a winner, Kath.
No plugs.
Sorry?
Got no plugs in here.
No what?
Plugs.
Say it again?
Plugs.
Oh, plugs. Okay, sorry. The accent sometimes. I think it seems to be amplified by your distance from me. 0344 499 1000. Just keep that bang. It's very sensitive microphones in this. Do you want me to put your fader down?
No.
Okay, well, just keep the microphones, keep the banging to a minimum. So, 03. Flipping heck.
What?
444 499 1000. Do you want to speak to Ian Lee, or do you want to enter Catherine's bizarre dark world? This is the Late Night Alternative, weeknights from 10, with Ian Lee in the main studio and Catherine Boyle in a smaller studio quite some distance away on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Exciting times, dear listeners. It's a groundbreaking experience in the Late Night Alternative. A new chapter. I'm Ian Lee. I am here in the big studio, the main studio, Studio A, my studio. And if we whiz all the way over there, Catherine should be in her little studio. Catherine, can you hear me? It's Catherine pretending to type there. Catherine, can you hear me?
Hello, yes, what?
Okay, we did. I know you're in a different... Did you just fart?
No.
You did, didn't you?
But you know what? If I do, it's my business.
You just farted.
No, I didn't.
You did?
No, I didn't. I went...
Out of your bum hole?
No, with my mouth hole.
With your bum hole?
My mouth hole.
Okay, well, anarchy has reigned already because since you've left, we've had that horrible John from Highgate called in. So
what did he want?
To be loathsome and probably tell me to top myself.
Oh. What? I love having my own office. What? I can do all woman things.
What are you doing?
Just having a look at some body form adverts, classics.
Why are you doing that?
Well, I've always wanted to be pulled along by a load of dogs on my period. Never tried it. And also, I've never been able to explore that side of my personality because you're always there.
Oh, you can't hear that I'm playing an Old Spice advert.
I heard it.
Okay, thank you very much. Well, acknowledge it then, please. It's a very funny thing to do.
Oh, yes.
0344 499 1000. So who wants to talk to Ian Lee? Who wants to come in Catherine's corner? Let's go to Raheem. Good evening, Raheem.
Good evening, Ian.
Good evening. Is it me you'd like to speak to, or do you want to come in Catherine's dark place?
It's actually you.
There we go. That's me. All right, Catherine, you carry on doing what you're doing. I'll let you know when we're
done,
love.
Thanks.
Yes, Raheem.
All right. Yeah, so that caller you told to get stuffed, yeah, he asked you what your opinion was on Trump.
Yes.
I have an improvement on that question.
He didn't actually ask me what my opinion was on Trump.
Okay, whatever. He asked something about Trump, didn't he? About the protest, yeah?
Yes, there we go.
Okay. I have an improvement on that question, yeah?
Okay.
Where's the streaker?
Exactly.
That's what I'm wondering. Yeah. Where's the streaker?
Well, Raheem, here's the thing, right? As Gandhi once said, even though we now know he was a dirty pervert, he was a pervert. He controlled his daughter's sex. That's not normal. It's true. It's a true story. It's true. Yeah, you know that's true, don't you? He controlled his daughter's sex. As Gandhi once said, all it takes for to triumph over evil is if one good man, and I would change that to man, woman, lesbian, gay, bisexual,
whoever,
or trans. Yeah.
Whoever.
It takes one for... Gandhi said, for the triumph over evil, all we need is but one good whomever to sit and do nothing. Yep. Are you going to sit and do nothing, or are you going to be the man that takes the bulls by the horns and strips your clothes off and runs naked through a protest?
Oh, you see? I could do that.
Do it, Raheem. Oh. Strip off.
what I should have done,
yeah,
is I should have waited at the airport with a drone.
With a what?
A drone.
No, don't even joke about waiting at airports at drones, because I'm getting scared. All these protests they're going to talk about. I'm taking my boys away in the summer.
Think about it. Yeah, it takes thousands of people and they're not doing anything. One drone could have prevented Trump from coming.
Yeah, well, don't. Well, no, because he wouldn't have. No, because the military would have shot it down.
Oh, yeah.
Then they would have found you and they'd have shot you down. So that's a dumb thing to say.
I don't think they would shoot me. It's a joke anyway. I want to do
good,
that.
Good joke, Raheem. Good joke. I wouldn't open with that one, mate, but it's a good joke nonetheless.
Yeah, true. Okay. Yeah, but yeah, we need a speaker.
Okay. All right, Raheem. Thank you. Oh, yeah. Hang on a second. Be with you in a minute, Catherine. She's watching the Diet Coke break advert. Flipping it. Go. Oh.
Oh.
What in the heck?
What?
Oh, I say.
What are you doing?
Oh, Catherine, what are you doing?
Catherine, leave it alone. For 5 minutes, leave it alone. It will drop off.
Oh.
You don't want that dropping off.
I'm just pressing it on.
No, don't press it on. Put some gaffer tape over it and leave it alone. Stop it.
His jeans are awful, actually, when you look at the
Okay,
oven.
I'm talking to Raheem.
She really was that place back, wasn't she?
Raheem and I are having a very mature political conversation since...
Include me out.
Well, I'm including you out. I'm out-excluding you. Out-excluding you. What's the word?
Excluding.
I'm excluding you. Just want to say... Jeez. Please, Catherine.
Yes?
Since you... All I want to say is, since you left... Studio A and went to Studio F.
Yeah.
The show has really got a lot more mature.
Okay.
It's got very politically minded. We've got a conscience. The show has a conscience.
Wasn't Raheem talking about having a drone? It's very naughty. I hope you dissuaded him.
I did dissuade him. I told him he'd get shot.
Yeah.
Now, Raheem's. Now we're going to go on to Raheem's second point, which I'm sure is going to be excellent. Maybe you'd like to listen, Catherine.
Yeah, something I was going to make like last night.
Please shut up, Raheem. I'm talking to Catherine. Maybe you'd like to listen, Catherine, and perhaps learn something instead of instead of ringing your bell.
What,
Raheem?
Yes.
Yeah. Now you can talk.
Oh, now I can talk. Okay. Yeah. So last night you was talking about how some people changed the name Jeremy Hunt to something obscene, right?
Yes.
His surname. Basically, it's not the first time, and I'm sure it won't be the last, because I've seen even BBC journalists saying the same thing. Ah, I see what you're doing.
I'm not doing anything, mate.
Huh? Is that Catherine?
Oh, I love this film.
Well, right, okay. I mean, all right, Raheem, whatever you said was great. Let me just check. Can I cut anybody off? No, can't get anybody off. Can we get that? Do you know how to do a... They taught you how to do fault reports yet? Right, but that's something you need to learn very quickly because you're going to be doing a lot of them. Catherine, I don't think we can play that on the radio, mate.
Why?
Because I don't think we're contractually allowed to play that.
What?
Just that. So,
Titanics.
Yeah, we're not watching Titanic. We're not allowed to watch movies while we're doing the show. We're doing a radio show, and it's a fun show. Right, so 0344, four, very, very quiet on the phones tonight, and I put that down to Catherine's rudeness.
What? I'm even there.
You still not said thank you?
No, I haven't, have I?
No.
I wonder why.
Because I got you your own studio.
Yeah, you've put me out in the flipping cupboard.
No. It's a top of the range studio, and you should be very. There are people out there. There are people in Africa. There are people.
I can see you.
Can you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, that's a bit rude.
There are people in Africa.
And ruder.
There are people in Africa who have to walk 30 miles just to get to the nearest studio with a bucket on their head, and then 30 miles back. Once they've filled up with broadcast juice.
You're not allowed a drink in here.
No, you're not allowed a drink in there. Exactly. Okay, what have you got for us, Catherine?
I've got a couple of penis stories.
Oh, jeez.
I've got a serious story. Mm. I've got a cute story.
Okay.
I've got a Disney story.
Yes.
I've got a stag do yob story.
Stag do
yob. I've got a drugged fish story.
Yes.
And I've got a story about baboons ripping the heads off ducks.
Okay, well, you do one of those while I go for a pee, okay?
What?
Just do one of those and I'm going to go for a pee, okay?
No, I don't think I can do that. I think I might just have a little read to myself. All right, okay, I'll read you one. one. All right, let's do a cute story. Do you want a cute story? Because it's all getting a little bit... You know what he's like. What do you want? Get
Buck
out.
Buck up your ideas. Buck up your
My
ideas.
Mic's on.
Buck
My
up.
Mic's on.
Buck
They'll
up.
See what you really like.
Buck up
this
your
is
ideas.
What he's really like. This is Buck. What he's really like.
Listen, look at me. Look. Buck up your ideas. You have got your own studio. You've got your own studio. You look great.
You
in
needed
here.
A wee.
Suits you. It suits you. It's tiny. It's insignificant.
You this is what up. He's like.
You buck
this
up.
Is what he's really like.
Shush. Buck up your ideas.
You shush me.
I shush you.
No, you shush me.
Shushy, shushy.
Get out of my studio.
What?
Get out of my studio. Get out. Get out.
Be a team player.
Out.
Buck up your
shush.
Ideas.
Shush. Out. A concerned mum was filled with fear. In fact, you know what? I'm going to give you... Let's have some music. Let's have some concerned mum music. I wonder if I type in mum music. Mum music. This is how he does it. And it's dead easy. I mean... all right, let's go with this. Mum music. Okay. A concerned mum was filled with fear when she noticed a huge black mark on the top of her baby daughter's mouth. Darian DePretta was playing with her gorgeous little girl Bella when she spotted the massive circular mark. And they've got a picture in here. This is on the mirror if you want to read along, Kath. If you imagine the baby's mouth gaping open, sort of flip-top head style, top roof of her mouth, there. Black. She tried to wipe it off but started to panic when it didn't disappear. She said, "So I'm playing with Bella today and I noticed the roof of her mouth is black. I tried wiping it to see if it would come off and it didn't. I immediately called Chandler, my mom, and my best friend in panic. I make her a doctor's appointment. That was about 30 minutes from the time I noticed her mouth."
Turn the music down. It's too loud. We can't...
Mind your own business.
We can't... This is my... It's literally my business. It's my business.
This is my...
We can't...
Got it going on.
We can't hear you.
How's that?
That's great.
When
thank
they
you.
Got to the GP, the nurse also unsuccessfully tried to wipe it off and then said she'd never seen anything like it. By the way, that was a really quick wee. I hope you washed your hands.
No,
that was me, not the nurse. Doctors then suggested it could be a birthmark, but Darian, who lives in the US... That's why I did that voice earlier on, because I'm a stickler for detail. She says it wasn't a birthmark. She checks her mouth regularly to clean it. Darian said, "I'm now being told my daughter will be set up with two specialists. After insisting it wasn't a birthmark on the roof of her mouth, the NP decided to take another look at this medical mystery. I point out it looks a little white on the side, and she really gets in there trying to scrape it. And then they realised what it actually was. Do you know what it was?
No, I don't know what it was.
It was cardboard from a box that the baby had been chewing stuck to the roof of her mouth.
What a story. What a story.
I can never show my face in that office again. I cried and laughed for a solid 5 minutes straight. While Darian is embarrassed about the situation, she appreciates it could have been much worse. Oh, yeah, because you know what happens. You put it on Facebook and you immediately get people saying, "You realise you could have choked on it." The only reason it was posted was because after crying, panicking and trying to figure out what it was, she was okay and the laugh was after the storm of it all. And I don't let my baby chew on cardboard. She's teething and tries to chew on everything. Is this true? They do, they do. They do, though, don't they? They really do. They do.
What's this? We always had these things that you put in the freezer for a baby.
Teethers.
Yeah, for a baby. I said buck. I said buck. People are thinking they heard me swear. I wasn't swearing. Did it sound
no.
like swearing?
What turn of phrase is that? You would never see that on Mr. Chips.
Buck up your ideas.
F your ideas up. Certainly don't need any encouragement for that. Buck up your ideas, ladies and gentlemen, and drag
buck.
Your minds out of the gutter.
How does a B even sound like an F? B, F. It's completely different. Completely different. All right, well, okay.
That was fun, wasn't it?
That was a lot of fun, Catherine.
I
thank
actually
you.
Like this office.
I'm glad. I tell you why I like it? Shall I tell you why I like it, Catherine? For this to work, you need to say something.
I know.
There we go, it's that. This is Talk Radio.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We're back. I thought there was a trail. There was no trail. There you go. Some should win. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give me a call. I'm in the main studio. Catherine's in studio F.
Yeah.
Thank you. She hasn't said thank you yet. It was my present to her.
Don't think this actually belongs to you.
I'm
not sure it belongs to us.
No, exactly. But I have gifted it to thee and you're very welcome. Hey, I started watching that Chernobyl today.
Oh, I.
Yeah, and it's based on a true story, apparently. It's very dark, but there's some moments of humour in it. There's a bit right at the start, no spoilers, but there's a bit right at the start before it's about a nuclear reactor exploding. Right? So it's a very bleak thing. A lot of people died in horrific, horrific ways. Do you know the story, Catherine?
Yeah, I remember it vaguely.
But there's some humour in it. Right at the very start, before the explosion, there are some workmen just working there. And one workman, it's a great opening, actually. One workman turns to the other and says, do you know why we've got to be careful that this doesn't blow up? And the other fellow goes, no, why? And he says, well, Chernobyl fall off. And I thought, Chernobyl fall off. I thought that was a really brave to put a gag.
Yeah, because some people's did, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Chernobyl fall off. I thought it was really brave to put a gag like that right at the start of it. Well, it kind of it sets you up for comedy. It's not a comedy, as I said. It's a very graphic thing. But yeah, I'll just do it one more time in case people are just tuning on. At the beginning of this new Chernobyl program, one worker says to another, "Do you know why you've got to be careful? This don't get radiation on your hands." And the other guy says, why? And he says, well, Chernobyl fall off. Your knob will fall off. Chernobyl fall off. Very, very brave opening. Very brave opening, I thought. And okay. I think maybe you need to leave your computer in here.
Certainly not. It's my only means of communication.
I like this. I think this could work. Tomorrow, what we're going to do,
I really want your bell.
Catherine Boyle, you're a married woman, for goodness sakes.
No, oh. It means so I can cut people off from in here.
You mean, don't worry, we haven't got any phone calls, so it's absolutely fine.
They need to buck their ideas up.
Buck your ideas up.
0344 499 1000.
There'll be some people who think they get the show and be getting particularly angry about tonight's episode.
Good.
Thank you. But
this one's for you.
I was thinking maybe tomorrow we could try you in that studio and me in my house. Yep, I'm going to take your silence as a yes. Someone is saying it's actually Chernobyl fallout, but no, it's not. It's Chernobyl fall off.
Oh, dear.
So, thank you very much for that. Okay, let me just...
excuse me.
Hang on, Chernobyl.
I've got a question from Katie Puckrick.
Chernobyl fall off. That's like just crossing that off. Yes, Katie Puckrick.
What time on Sunday?
I did tell you the
time. I know, but I've faded you out of my mind.
I told you the times. The
7 o'clock?
Show starts... So, yeah, say 7. Why not?
What is it?
I'm not telling you what time
what
it
is
actually
is.
I am hosting an evening with Kelsey Grammer on Sunday. Sold out, guys. And we're inviting Katie Puckrick as my special guest.
My guest.
My ticket, my guest. And I'm taking my guitar so he can sing it with me.
Can you ask him about tennis?
Yeah, of course I am. Mm-hmm. I'm getting quite nervous, actually. I've got to do some research tomorrow. Or maybe I'll do it Sunday. Maybe I'll do it next week. And I've told you what time it starts, and I'm not...
You said doors open at 6.
Yeah, so get there for 6 then.
Ugh.
Get there for 6.
Are you tricking me?
No, well, get there for 7. Show starts at 7, I'm going to say.
Is that true, though?
Yeah.
I'm telling Katie Puckrick, I'm going to be there. You're stitching her up, if anything.
No, I'm stitching you up.
Why?
Because you're going to be there as well. I'm not stitching anyone up. You'll just be there on time for a change.
Okay.
7 o'clock, the show starts. Okay.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Not a very funny joke if it is a joke.
Chernobyl fallout. It's a funny gag.
No. Wrong time.
It's a funny, funny gag.
I'm going to tell her. Ian says 6, 7.
One, two, three, four. Can I have a little more drugs? Five. That's the Beatles. Imagine every song the Beatles sing from Help onwards is about drugs.
Gosh.
One, two, three, four. Can I have a little more drugs? Five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. I want some more drugs. That's all they sing.
All you need is drugs.
Help! I need some drugs.
Well, those things are very Moorish, or so I hear.
Baby, you can try my drugs.
Oh no. Just silly now.
You say hello, goodbye, and I say get high on drugs.
No, don't, because someone will clip that and go, oh, Ian Lee, yeah, on his show last night, yeah, was encouraging everyone, yes, through the medium,
no,
of Beatles.
I'm not. No, I'm not.
To do that.
I'm not. I'm saying that the Beatles were so obsessed with drugs that there are hidden and not so well hidden drugs messages in every single song from Help onwards.
Is there anything that you want?
Drugs. With Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Drugs.
The late night lip service for lovers, loners and lounge lizards.
Yeah, well, where exactly is your accent from?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already, excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.